From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against Islamic State and not engage with U.S. allied Kurdish forces, part of the Syrian Democratic Forces battling the terror group in Syria. Carter welcomed Turkey's military intervention that captured the IS-held town of Jarablus.
The United States was very supportive and is very supportive of their general counter-ISIL activities and everything they did to secure the area between the border and Jarablus and then westward, but not south of Jarablus, nor to engage the Syrian Defense Forces.
Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies are trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG forces from border areas. The Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of the town of Manbij, west of the Euphrates River. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes urged the Kurds to vacate to the east.
We've communicated to the SDF that they should not be engaged in military activity against Turkish forces. And again, they have a commitment to retrograde east of the Euphrates River as well.
President Obama is to meet his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, on the sidelines of a G20 meeting in China September 4th. Gabonese opposition presidential candidate Jean Ping Monday maintained he won Saturday's election, calling on incumbent Ali Bongo to acknowledge defeat. Mr. Bongo's supporters insist he won the ballot. Both sides accuse each other of fraud. Official results are expected Tuesday. The tiny West Central African country has a one-round system where the candidate with the most votes wins. Mr. Bongo succeeded his late father in 2009, who died after ruling the oil-rich nation for decades. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in New Delhi for the 7th U.S.-India Strategic Dialogue. He arrived from Bangladesh Monday, where he warned the Islamic State had links with operatives in that South Asian nation.
There is evidence that ISIL in Iraq and Syria has contacts with about 8 different entities around the world, and one of them is in South Asia. And they are connected to some degree with some of the operatives here, and we made that very clear in our conversation. There was no argument about it.
Kerry said the two countries agreed to additional steps to work jointly through intelligence and law enforcement. Bangladesh was rocked by a July 1st attack claimed by Islamic State at a Dhaka cafe, which left more than 20 dead. The top U.S. diplomat in a speech Monday urged the government not to stifle public debate or opposing views and protect workers' rights. The U.S. and India Monday signed a key logistics agreement to enable U.S. and Indian forces to use each other's bases for repair and replenishment of supplies. The agreement signed by U.S. Defense Chief Carter and his Indian counterpart, Manohar Parrikar, at the Pentagon near Washington.
This reflects our shared intent to take India-U.S. defense partnership forward. Indeed, defense cooperation between India and United States have never been stronger than is today.
Both officials said the logistics exchange memorandum of agreement does not mean they can set up bases in each other's country, but will use existing bases and equipment only for operating together when they choose to do so. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack on the Iraqi oasis town of Ain el-Tamr near the Shia holy city of Karbala, southwest of Baghdad, late Sunday, killing at least 15 people, most from a wedding party, wounding some 20 others. The attackers armed with suicide vests, rifles, and grenades. All the attackers were killed by security forces. Tunisia's defense ministry Monday said 3 soldiers were killed in an explosion after a patrol hit anti-tank mines near the Algerian border. 7 other soldiers were wounded when the suspected Islamist gunman opened fire on the patrol in the western Kasserine region. The Italian Coast Guard says it picked up an estimated 6,500 migrants Monday off the Libyan coast, one of the busiest days since people from Africa and the Middle East began flooding European ports. It conducted 40 rescue operations that also included vessels from humanitarian organizations and the EU border agency Frontex. With U.S. consumer spending up for a 4th straight month, U.S. stocks were up Monday with the benchmark Dow Jones average closing above 18,500 points. Bank stocks were higher as well after the chairperson of the U.S. Central Bank hinted at a possible interest rate hike later next month. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.